Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with Butterpuff Biscuit Dough. That's right, if puff pastry and biscuit dough had a baby, this would be the result. And I know a lack of reproductive organs makes that scenario impossible, but what's not impossible is a dough that comes out remarkably similar to a puff pastry using a much simpler, much less fussy procedure. So this is the dough I teased during our Apple Roses pastry video, and I promised I'd show you how to make it, so here we go. And it's going to sound a little odd, but before we make the dough, we have to make a dough. And to do that, believe it or not, we're just using two ingredients. So in the bowl of our stand mixer, I'm going to add some self-rising flour, along with some cold, fresh water. And using our dough hook attachment, we will need that for a couple minutes until we have a nice, soft, very, very slightly elastic dough. And one reason this method is going to be much simpler than a traditional puff pastry is that the base for that is actually a yeast dough, which is slightly more involved, plus you have to wait for it to rise. But anyway, we'll mix that up, and when it's done, it should look and feel something like this. And once that's set, what we'll do is we'll wrap this up, because we need to chill this before it gets anywhere near the butter. And yes, I know, we have some air trapped in there. Don't be alarmed. This is going to get rolled flat anyway. So we'll wrap it up, and we'll pop it in the fridge for at least 30 minutes and get it ready for the first application of butter. Oh, there's going to be more than one application. So we will chill our dough, after which we can pull it out, unwrap it, and roll it into a rectangle about a half inch thick. And as usual, we're just going to use enough flour so it doesn't stick to the rolling pin, or our hands, or the table. And like I said, we're going to roll that out into a rectangular shape, which is going to be approximately, I'm not sure how many inches by, I don't know how many inches that is. And the point I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter. As long as it's a rectangle and anywhere close to about a half inch thick, we can move on to the next step, which will be the grating of the butter. And not just any butter, frozen butter. So I put a stick of butter in the freezer, and with the help of a cheese grater, I'm going to grate on just over half a stick of butter. And by the way, when you're done with this, put that butter back in the freezer for the next application. And once that's grated on, we'll take a piece of plastic wrap and use that to gently press that butter into the dough. And when I did this, one thing I noticed is that the butter stuck to the plastic. So what you will want to do is flour that plastic first. And you'll see, we do it the next time. It does work better. But anyway, we'll grate on and press down some butter, at which point we're going to take our bench scraper and give this the classic tri-fold. So we'll fold that third over this way, and then the other side up over this way, which some people will call a letter fold instead of a tri-fold. Same difference. And what we accomplish there is turning one layer of butter into two. But that's not even close to enough layers of butter. So we'll put a little more flour down, and we'll roll that into another rectangle shape. And I don't want you to be concerned with the exact thickness or exact shape and size of this rectangle. The only thing that really matters is that you're able to fold it. Because all we're trying to accomplish here is going from two layers of butter to six layers of butter. So we'll give this the exact same trifold. And one tip, you always want to brush off any excess flour before you do these foldings and rollings. Because what'll happen is that dough won't stick together. There'd be like flour in the way. So that kind of thing right there is the difference between a pro baker and posers like me. But anyway, despite my poor technique, I was able to fold it, and I'm going to give it another rolling to approximately an inch thick, at which point we're going to wrap that in plastic and put that back in the fridge to chill thoroughly before moving on to more butter and the creation of many, many more layers. And by the way, I believe the official term for what we're doing here, making these layers with the butter and the dough, is called lamination. So keep that in mind just in case you ever end up on a pastry-based game show. Could happen. But anyway, I just killed enough time while you watch me wrap that up, and we'll transfer that into the fridge for 30 minutes, at which point we'll take it out and continue on. And unless I've lost count, I believe we have six layers of butter right now, which I decided to increase before applying the rest of the butter. So stop me if you've heard this one before, but we're going to roll this out into a rectangle and do another trifold, which should then give us 18 layers of butter. And by the way, that's as far as I'm counting, because this gets into the hundreds, although I do fully expect you guys to continue counting. So we'll roll that into a rectangle, and we'll give it the old trifold. And yes, it is more of a square than a rectangle. But again, it doesn't matter as long as you can fold it, creating, like I said, 18 layers. And then, yet again, we will roll it back out into a rectangular shape about a half inch thick. And I guess since my rectangle was too square last time, I overcompensated and did a little bit of an extra long rectangle. But as I keep saying, it doesn't matter. So we're going to roll that out and then grab our butter from the freezer and grate that over just like we did the first time. And speaking of the first time, I should have mentioned, we probably don't want to do our butter all the way to the edge. So once you're done grating, you can kind of sweep that butter in a little bit from the edges. And once we've done that, we will again press it down with some plastic wrap. But But this time, as promised, we're going to coat that with a little bit of flour first. And that did work much better. And then, and I'm sure you did not see this coming, we're going to give it another tri-fold. And then once that fold's done, we'll give it a little rolling like we did before to kind of press everything together. And I was actually thinking of stopping right here, but I got greedy. And I decided I wanted to double my layers. So I folded it in half, which according to my calculations would give me twice as many layers as I had before. And once I had done that and realized how easy I had just doubled my layers, I did it again. And there was no oops involved. Except that because of my greediness, I sort of lost my perfect symmetry, which I'd be lying if I said bothered me that much. But things were relatively precise until this point. But anyway, that last fold concluded the buttering and folding portion of the program. And at this point, all we need to do is wrap that up and chill it thoroughly before we use it. I'd say at least a half hour, but probably a couple hours is better. And once it is thoroughly chilled, we can pull that out and pretty much use it for anything we would use puff pastry for. So I went ahead and rolled out my dough and cut some round shapes so I could bake these and test them. And once these were cut and placed on a lined baking sheet, I gave them a little bit of an egg wash, as well as some demerara sugar, because I had actually hoped to use these in our strawberry shortcake video, which ended up being a complete failure because, as I learned, cold puff pastry is almost impossible to cut with a spoon. But anyway, you will read about that sad tale on the blog post. Let's get back to the part that wasn't a failure. So I went ahead and I popped those in a 400-degree oven for about 18 minutes, at which point they look like this. That looks like puff pastry. And it pretty much was. So let me tear one of these apart, which happened without barely touching it. By the way, that would be the not brushing the flour off. But anyway, as I separate these layers, you can kind of see what happened. We basically have a layer of dough, layer of butter, layer of dough, layer of butter. And that happens, I'm estimating, a couple hundred times. Of course, I still had to bite in to double check. And it was very good and extremely croissant-like. So to summarize, I was incredibly happy with how this came out. And I forget who said if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. But I was kind of reminded of that, because if I had known how good this was going to come out, I would have organized the steps a little more precisely and paid a lot more attention to the exact ingredient amounts. But I didn't. So we may or may not fine-tune this in the future. But in the meantime, I really do hope you give this a try. So head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.